This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, why are we spending so much time on inflation today? It's a totally fair question. And the answer is that those higher prices are the way that almost everybody in this economy is experiencing this economy. But not everyone's experience is the same. They vary by income level, by occupation, and by place. And that is the part of it we are taking on right now. Prices in the Atlanta metro area were up 9.8% in December. Remember, nationally, it was just, well, relatively just, I guess, 7%. So we've gotten Caroline Foline on the phone to talk regional inflation. She is a professor of economics at Emory University in Atlanta, as it happens. Dr. Foline, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
So this is kind of basic, I think, but it's also really relevant to people all across this country. Inflation is not the same in every city and every town, right?
That's right. It varies a lot from city to city and, of course, rural versus urban areas.
Well, that gets me to the Atlanta part of this, which is kind of why we called you. Atlanta, I mean, I know like half a dozen people who've moved to Atlanta.
Yeah. It's a boomtown, I guess you could say, but people are talking as if that's a sudden new thing. It's actually been growing at a very steady pace for decades and didn't slow down the way some other big cities like New York City did during the pandemic.
So let's talk about how that manifests. First of all, I imagine real estate in Atlanta is just through the roof. People got to find a place to live, right?
That's right. And as population has increased, the backlog of housing shortage has increased, and you know, people who come into Atlanta now have to bid up prices. A lot of them are coming from places that are more expensive, so to them it looks cheap, and they're willing to pay more. So that rises, that increases prices rapidly.
Right. What about the labor market? I mean, do you see wage increases as there is more labor coming in, or is there a surplus of supply, and you know, you can get somebody to work for maybe a little bit less?
Well, labor markets are complicated. In some sectors, there is a severe labor shortage, and that does tend to bid up prices for, that is, wages for workers. On the other hand, people move to Atlanta, businesses move to Atlanta because it's a relatively lower wage area. And that does tend to drive up wages. So then the combination of insufficient supply of housing and people earning a little bit more means that rental prices have gone up, labor prices have gone up. So all around, we have a higher inflation rate here.
Yeah. As we've seen inflation increase over the past year-ish or whatever, it's been uneven across the country, as we've talked about. Do you suppose that the rate of stabilization of prices, you know, whether or not you're on team transitory or whatever, but this eventually inflation is going to stop going up. Do you suppose that stabilization is going to be regionally differentiated as well?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's likely that a place like Atlanta is going to continue to see some level of inflation, and it may outpace other areas of the country for some time. Moving to a city that has an opera and other kinds of amenities, they're going to attract businesses because they'll attract good employees who want those kinds of amenities.
Professor Caroline Foline, she's a professor of economics at Emory University. More on inflation coming throughout the program today. Professor, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it was good to talk to you. Go Emory.
Detroit is next up on our list of inflation by region. Prices there up 7% year over year, which, if you've been listening, you know, is exactly the national average. We got Lester Govea on the phone the other day to talk. He owns Norma G's in Detroit. They do Caribbean food.
I would say probably 90% of the things I buy have increased in price. We use a frying oil, and that comes in a 35-pound container. That used to be $17, $18, and now it's $43 to $47. You're looking at a massive increase on something that you probably use not only constantly, but you have to use it probably every week because you've got to change your fryer oil. I sell a very popular item here with my oxtail. And I saw the price of oxtail go from probably $4.50 to as much as $10 a pound. I had a product that had to go basically increase by $6 for a plate. That's a lot. What was nice about it is that majority of my customer base understand the increases because they themselves are feeling that on an individual basis, a family basis in the supermarkets. It's been challenging because, you know, you also had to raise pay because, you know, it's been hard to find people. So the ones that you do have, you want to keep them. And then your cost of utilities and your internet services and other products, those have gone up. But you have to keep going or else, you know, you shut the doors.
We round out our inflation tour of the American economy in San Francisco. No stranger, of course, to high prices. But where, according to the December Consumer Price Index, the Bay Area, that is San Francisco, Oakland, and Hayward, inflation was running at a well below national average, 4.2%. But as I said, with San Francisco prices being what they are to begin with, we called somebody who is seeing it all firsthand. Cynthia Cummins is the founder and principal realtor at Kindred SF in San Francisco.
I've lived in San Francisco for decades, and I've made a practice of not paying close attention because everything costs so much here. Recently, my therapist increased her rate by about 25%. So did my house cleaner. And I didn't even blink. I just said, of course, your rates have gone up. I understand. In my work as a realtor, I'm seeing the usual pattern operating at a different level. Just yesterday, I put into contract a 1,200 square foot, one bedroom condo, and that was a price of $1.5 million. Price increases have made my job more absurd, I think. I have to have a sense of humor when my clients write an offer, and then we hear that somebody else offered $1 million more, and we were already offering more than the asking price. Because it hurts. There's a lot of pain, and just a way to survive is to not take it too seriously.